Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fans in southern sports radio markets know the name Mike Dettelier. And if you're in New Orleans, you can get like free drinks just by putting them on his tab. That's how known this guy is. He's a powerhouse. It is absolutely my favorite draft guide every year, period. Period. I tell you before the year, like in the summertime, before I go to the beach, I want Phil Steele to make sure I got a copy of his college football preview. When it comes to draft time, Mike Dettelier's draft guide to me is the easiest to consume, a great reference for a guy in my job. And I just want you to know, Mike, again, I'm just saying out there, much like UCF, I have bogarted much of your data and been using it for content for a couple weeks now. Just
well,
so you know.
I appreciate it, John.
Just so you know. First of all, just after, I'm going to tell you, too, you can still get people copies of the guide before Thursday night, correct?
We got very few left.
Very few left? All right, well, maybe somebody will be able to get a copy if they check it on out. Let's get right down to business here. We've got a top of the first round. Is this the most intriguing quarterback draft of the modern era of the draft, just with all the intrigue, all the questions, all the discussion?
I think it's one of them because there's no clear-cut guy. I think that's what makes the intrigue of it, where I think in most cases, I think most NFL teams will have Sam Darnold at the top, but the problem becomes that it's Cleveland picking the top guy, and who knows where they'll go with that pick. So it does have some intrigue, and also the possible trades. Because when you look at it, if a scenario would happen with Josh Allen going number one, what do the Giants do at that point? Do they go with Barkley, or do they say, you know what, we don't have that quarterback down the road, and we go with Sam Darnold, and then the Jets end up picking Baker Mayfield? So I think it's intriguing because what you don't know is how a lot of those teams feel about that prospective quarterback. There's no real clear-cut guy.
Mike, when I look at the quarterbacks, to me, and maybe it's crazy, I think I'm going Josh Rosen. If I had my choice of all the quarterbacks, something about Josh Rosen intrigues me, and I don't want to, as an Eagles fan, I don't want to see Josh Rosen and Shurmur get together, because I think Shurmur needs a guy who has a pretty high IQ at quarterback to execute what he wants to do. And Rosen may be the great matchup, but then you have a chance of Eli Manning going into the tank, being, you know, creating discord in the organization if they draft his successor.
Well, the thing with that becomes, I think with quarterbacks, it's not so much the arm strength you lose. It's the ability to get away from people in the pocket. And you start to see that with Eli already.
Yes.
His inability to get away from a heavy pass rush. That's what you lose first. And even his brother Peyton has made that comment numerous times about that's what that quarterback loses right off the bat, real quickly. With Rosen, my big question mark is, one, health. Can he stay healthy? He hasn't stayed healthy in the Pac-12. And then, secondly, a bit of a prickly personality. How well he's going to get along at the NFL level with teammates, with coaches, that sort of thing. That's not made up. That's the real McCoy. And I do think that is what's going to have Josh maybe taking a little bit of a dip. And it wouldn't surprise me that he gets out of that group and he becomes the fourth quarterback selected.
Wow.
And then you start to see teams maneuvering up. Does a team like Buffalo make that move? Or if you Miami, are you secure with Ryan Tannehill as your starting quarterback? Arizona, with – now, Sam Bradford's a good player when he's healthy. The problem is that –
he's never healthy.
He's got a lot of downtime. And so I think Rosen becomes the free-fall guy at quarterback.
Okay. Now, you always, in your draft guide, do a great job of spelling out – you're just telling people, look, this is the these are the most talented guys. So everybody's talking about the quarterbacks. But if we were just to draft on talent, take the best player available, give us the best players that you see almost in order as far as that aren't playing the quarterback position.
Well, it's Quentin Nelson. I've done this 33 years. He's the highest-ranked offensive guard I have ever done.
Wow. That's high praise.
And, you know, we've got a lot of guards that have been tremendous run blockers, but just watch him as a pass protector. He's going to fit right in. He's plug and play in the NFL. Secondly, when you look at Bradley Chubb, I think it's now become a position, if you're talking about pass rush, defensive end, outside linebacker, they're not extinct, but they're on the endangered species list. You just can't find them. It's the residue of 7-on-7. You know, is a sophomore and a junior, these 6'2", 6'3" athletes that would play that position are now playing wide receiver and tight end.
Yes.
In the South and in the West, you can 7-on-7, 11 months out the year. And that's the residue of it. Chubb's got the full package as a pass rusher, and also a guy that plays the run extremely well. And then Minka Fitzpatrick. Ed Reed grew up about 20 minutes from my home, went to Destrehan High School. I've never compared a defensive back to Ed Reed. Well, I have now.
Wow.
Because I think Minka Fitzpatrick is the closest I've seen to Ed Reed as a player. And he... you know, he's played corner, he's played in the slot, he played free safety. His intelligence, his ball skills, his ability to figure out what to do on each and every play is at the highest level, and certainly Saquon Barkley. When I look at him, he reminds me a lot of Ederin James when he came out of Miami of Florida. As a thickly built, quick runner, tremendous receiver coming out the backfield. Now, in this draft class, I really think that what you're looking at is a lot of talent and depth at the center guard positions. But I think when a year from now, when we're going to be talking about this draft, I think there's a possibility you might have 8 starting running backs.
Yikes.
From this rookie class.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, that is awesome. And maybe the adages of certain teams being smarter than others may be discounted. When you look at, Mike, you've studied the draft, you study this, you bathe in it. Who are the teams you trust the most on draft night? If I was to give you 3 organizations that you right now can tell us are going to have a good weekend in Dallas based on what you've watched and what you've observed, and you go back and you look at these things in retrospect, who are the 3 that you know, hey, I know they're going to do a good job on Thursday?
Baltimore has had a long list of players that they have done a tremendous job picking players. They've built a lot through the draft under Ozzie, and his track record says all you need to know throughout the years. A lot of regimes, a lot of years, and he's done a consistently very, very good job. I know some Saints fans might not like this, but I like what Atlanta's done.
Yes.
I think that they have done a tremendous job, again, primarily building through the draft, a lot of Southern-based players that have come through for them, and especially on the defensive side of football. And thirdly, when you look at kind of how it's based and everything else, the last few years, the Eagles. I think that they have set the model for what a lot of teams are going to copycat. They've built and won the old-fashioned way. They've won up front, offensive, defensive line. And I think in today's game, even though this is kind of old-school thinking, that's what won them the Super Bowl title.
It did.
Winning in the trenches.
Mike, always love it. Always love the draft guide. Follow Mike Dottiglia on Twitter. We have a tweet out so you can jump on board. He's going to have great stuff for you all week long. I know that. Mike, always appreciate it. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
There you go. Mike Dottillier joining us live from Louisiana.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.